This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar inaugurated India's first overseas Jan Aushadhi Kendra in Mauritius yesterday. He was joined by Mauritius Prime Minister Praveen Kumar Jagannath during the inauguration. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said this Aushadhi Kendra is the delivery of the promise made by Prime Minister Narendra Modi earlier this year. He further said that the India-Mauritius Health Partnership Project will supply cost-effective made-in-India medicines to augment public health care and enhance well-being. Earlier, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar inaugurated the Medi-Clinic project at the Grand Boas in Mauritius with Indian grant assistance, calling it the newest expression of a friendship. Speaking at the inauguration of the project, Dr. Jaishankar said the initiative will provide secondary health care for 16,000 people in the Grand Boas area. Expressing pride, the External Affairs Minister said that health is a priority and all of us have become health conscious. Indian Navy's warship INS Tejas has rescued 9 crew members, including 8 Indians yesterday, who went missing after an oil tanker capsized off the coast of Oman. The Comoros-flagged oil tanker MV Prestige Falcon had a total of 16-member crew, including 13 Indians and 3 Sri Lankans. The search for the remaining survivors continues. The Indian Navy warship and a P-8I maritime patrol aircraft have been deployed for search and rescue efforts in Oman after the oil tanker capsized about 25 nautical miles southeast of Ras Madarkha. The Indian Embassy said it is in constant touch with the Omani authorities and the search and rescue operation has been coordinated by the Oman Maritime Security Center and the Indian Navy is conducting operations in the region. In Maharashtra, 12 Naxalites were killed in an anti-Naxal operation by C-60 commandos of Gadchiroli police last evening at Etapalli block in Gadchiroli, Chhattisgarh border. Naxalite opened fire on the police party which was carrying out anti-Naxal operation in the forest of Vandoli village in Etapalli block. Police also counter-fired in response. Superintendent of Gadchiroli police Nilotpal informed that 12 Naxalites were killed in this encounter. He said search operation has been intensified in this area. In Chhattisgarh, 2 jawans of the Special Task Force were killed in an attack by Maoist late last night. 4 jawans have been injured in the incident. According to the information received, the Maoist triggered an IED targeting the Special Task Force team when the team was conducting operations against Maoist on the border of Bijapur and Sukma districts of the state. Injured jawans are being airlifted. The book Wings to Our Hopes, Volume 1, which compiles 75 significant speeches from the first year of President Draupadi Murmu's tenure, will be released in New Delhi today. Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan will release the e-book in the presence of Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav. The Publication Division has published this book. The book will be released in Hindi and English. Another batch of 4,383 pilgrims left Bhagwati Nagar Yatri Nivas base camp in Jammu for the Kashmir Valley to perform pilgrimage to Amarnath Cave Shrine. The pilgrims left the base camp in a cavalcade of 157 vehicles early this morning. IMDS issued red alert for extremely heavy rainfall in South Interior, Karnataka, Coastal Karnataka, Saurashtra and Kutch, Konkan and Goa today. It said orange alert for very heavy rainfall has been issued in Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal, Kerala, Mahe, Coastal Andhra Pradesh and Yanam today. It said very heavy rainfall is also likely over Uttarakhand, Gujarat and East Rajasthan today. The Supreme Court is scheduled to hear today a batch of petitions related to NEET UG 2024 controversy. On July 11, the top court had adjourned till today. The hearing on the pleas, including those seeking cancellation of the exam, retest and probe into alleged malpractices in the conduct of NEET UG 2024, as the responses of the Centre and the National Testing Agency, NTA, were yet to be received by some parties. In cricket, Women's Asia Cup T20 tournament will start from tomorrow in Dambulla, Sri Lanka. All matches of the tournament will be played at Rangiri Dambulla International Stadium. The inaugural match of the tournament will be played between United Arab Emirates and Nepal in a Group A clash tomorrow. And that is the end of this news bulletin.